start from the second to fifth to the bottom of the omen, second to last line. The boy says, "Honor abonim, osim v'ashishvinin v'chol bnei achupa, tuim minat filu minat filin, v'chayomim v'kriyishma." So we often talk about where we have the gifts anyway. It doesn't say anything about other mitzvahs. It says that the chosin and the shabnei achupa, who presumably also have a name, but with tefillin, chayav and kriyishma, mishum epshelo, amnu chosin poter v'ashvinin, v'chol bnei achupa chayav. So I'm going to epshelo is going on kriyishma. Epshelo is coming to the mekel. The Hanakama said that even the chosin is chayav and kriyishma. So kriyishma is the exception. Chosin and the bnei achupa and the shishvinin, everybody's chayav and kriyishma. Epshelo says they're all chayav and kriyishma, but the chosin now. So how does Rashi learn? So Rashi says, two minat tefillah, the boy kavana, and tefillah they can't be mechaven to caught up. Two minat tefillah, mishum b'shicha shichros for kalos roish. Person's wearing tefillah is not allowed to have kalos roish. You need to have not allowed to have pesach hadas. Not allowed to have pesach hadas. Yeah, machlekes shishanim. Maybe people know from their mitzvah shetul. Pesach hadas means not allowed that. They're always be thinking about the tefillah. Says mash from the Rambam. Iran. What does it mean? Rabbi Yonos, it means that they're not allowed to have kalos rosh. They don't have to think about this feeling positively, but they're not allowed to have kalos rosh. Kachikach, but here they have kalos rosh. The chayel and the krishma, the mitzvahs kavanasa ein ele posuk rishon v'yachelim v'yashiv daitim shok kano k'day likere posuk rishon. That much they could be v'yashiv daitim. To say the first posuk. Mishum b'chelo amu chos and potah v'krishma v'torud. And not only lila v'shoyna, torud. Shabnei Chupa Chayovim. Rashi says, "Veles lulahani tanoi oisik b'mitzvah potem and mitzvah." These tanoi don't hold from oisik b'mitzvah potem and mitzvah. So who's these tanoi? Pastor says it means from Sheila and the Tanakama. Because Rashi said in the Tanakama that the reason why they're potem from tefillah and tefillah, he didn't say because oisik b'mitzvah potem and mitzvah. He said because tefillah needs kavana and because tefillah needs kavana, tefillah needs. Not to have kalos roish. Yeah, moreover, there's no particular reason, really, there's no particular reason to think that Rav Sheila doesn't hold for Moisik Mitzvah and Tarakama does. What's the deal b'chal that these Tanoim don't hold for Moisik Mitzvah, Bottom and the Mitzvah? From the fact that they were Machayim and Krishna. I mean, there's no other reason. That's l'chor the deal. Kreshri Stam, Moshel, Gemara says, Kreshri Stam, Bottom and Krishna. So you see, the person is Isaac from Mitzvah. We have the Mishnah Shulchan Mitzvah, potter from Kriyishma. The person is Isaac Mitzvah, potter from Kriyishma. Here it says that the Shishvin and the Bnei Chupa are chayim in Kriyishma. Well, the same way Shaila said it, Shaila and the Tarakama only argue about Chosin, but the Shad Bnei Chupa are for sure chayim in Kriyishma. So Hani Tano is going on both on. I mean, what's the deacon of Shaila? Shaila is the chosin takapotim from Kriyishma. You can't say only the chosin is Isaac from Mitzvah. Rashi, at the very least, Rashi is going on Rav Shaila. Now, this is all copy Tosis, because Tosis read the Rashi that Hani Tanoi means Rav Shaila. That the Vei Rav Shaila, the Chachomim in the Yeshiva Rav Shaila, that's the Hani Tanoi. That's what Tosis read the Rashi. The Tamar Rashi thought only Rav Shaila does hold from Isaac from Mitzvah. But Tanakama does hold from Isaac from Mitzvah, potim and Mitzvah. So we have the Gis and Rashi. It's very hard to maintain. Where's the deacon of Shaila that he doesn't hold from Isaac Mitzvah from the fact that he said the Bnei Achupa are chayiv in Krishma? Well, Tanakama said the same thing. Tanakama also said the Bnei Achupa are chayiv in Krishma. So where's the deacon of Shaila anymore in the Tanakama? The deacon is in both. The Rashi assumed that the Bnei Achupa are called Oiskim in Mitzvah. So Shaila the Mishayim and maybe not called Oiskim in Mitzvah, but Rashi, and the Simchas Chos and the Kala, Rashi apparently holds a Mitzvah, even though it's the Rabbanu, it's enough to be called a Mitzvah. Where did I see? Is the access in the Shem to this? It's only the Rabbana. Well, I think that Rabbana makes this point. Simchus Chasan Kal is only the Rabbana. As you see, but the Chayim is talking about it. But the Rabbana makes this point. Simchus Chasan Kal, he assumes it's only a mitzvah the Rabbana. As you see, that Isaac in the mitzvah the Rabbana, it's potter from the mitzvah the Eraisa. אז יש כוח ביחד לחלום, לק הדוב המלטר בשבי אל תעשה. נכון עם ספר שאתם דורך, נראה את הסוף, אבל רומן ארז מדייק את זה כבר. על כל פונים, רשי פרטי פל, all of the chuppah are called oisgim b'mitzvah. So why are they chayim in Kriyishma? It must be that these tanoim don't hold from oisig b'mitzvah part of the mitzvah.
What
is
the mitzvah that the chasam is in
oisigim? Yes, so I think it's Rav Roman Har says that they have a mitzvah to misameach the chasam and the chasam is misameach them. I don't know what that means. Why is that a mitzvah? Well, I think I have here Rav Roman Har. Maybe they bring it with them. Mitzvah Medivayim Sameach Chosun Rekhava. No, he doesn't say. He says Mitzvah Medivayim, what I told before he says. Mitzvah Medivayim Sameach Chosun Rekhava, even though Sukkah is Deraisa, and this is only Derabonon, but the Derabonon, the Shevi Al-Tasa, in the Shevi Al-Tasa, the Derabonon can override the Deraisa. I remember I saw someone that they have a different them, the chosin has a mitzvah, that they have a mitzvah mismeach the chosin, and the chosin is mismeach them, and they're all called oiskim b'mitzvah. Yeah, I guess maybe the chosin also has a mitzvah simchas chosin v'kala, so he's mismeach the b'mitzvah b'mitzvah, that also makes his simchas chosin v'kala. Yeah, I don't know. Where's the... Yeah, this is if we're only looking at Rashi, if we're not worrying about them, it could be that it's not the chosin who's oisik b'mitzvah. Maybe it's only the nechut for oisik b'mitzvah. Maybe the chosin is loyal not oisik b'mitzvah. No, it's even according to Tanoim. The oisik b'mitzvah is not even according to the Tanoim. The oisik b'mitzvah is potem and mitzvah. Could be that the chosin would be chayiv in Kriyishma according to the Tanakam, because he's not oisik b'mitzvah. Tefillah is a different thing. Shichus, Kal Shoyish, they're not able to daven. That's not to do with basic mitzvah. You see, point to Rashi. These Tanoim don't hold from basic mitzvah potam and mitzvah. So why are they pasuk in Tefillah and Tefillah? Not because of basic mitzvah potam and mitzvah, because they're anusin. They're drunk. They're not able to mechaven by davening. Something to do with basic mitzvah potam and mitzvah. That's what mitzvah is. They can't do it. But Kriyat Shema, which they could do, there's only one pasuk there, they could do it. So there's no Isik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. They're Chayiv in Kriyishma. The Tanakhama says they're all Chayiv in Kriyishma. Rashi and Medayik, had it been that Isik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah, they wouldn't all be Chayiv in Kriyishma. Doesn't say the Perish and Rashi that the Chosim would be Potem for Kriyishma. Maybe the Bnei Chubba would be Potem for Kriyishma. Maybe the Chosim would be Chayiv in Kriyishma. Okay, Al Kaponim, Rashi learns up over here that the reason why they're Chayiv in Kriyishma, again, the day is ambiguous, but the reason why the Bnei Chuppah, let's say, at the very least, a chayiv in Kriyishma, is because less l'lahani tanoi oisik mitzvah potem and mitzvah. But if oisik mitzvah is potem and mitzvah, which is presumably by halacha, so then the chosin and the shushvinin should be potter from Kriyishma. So I just was wondering, not so clear to me, what is the oisik mitzvah over here that's pottering them from Kriyishma? Leman ba'om oisik mitzvah potem and mitzvah. So they're potter from Kriyishma, not like these tonight. What exactly is the oisik mitzvah that potters them? Is that we know the oisik mitzvah comes in two varieties. There's oisik mitzvah the ma'isa, the gufoi, and there's oisik mitzvah tirdus the machshav. Which one is it? Which one is Rashi talking about over here? Is it Eisik b'maisa, that they're with the Chosan Kala, that they're going to sameach them? They're going to say Kriya Shema, then they're going to have to interrupt their, whatever they're doing, they're dancing Ketz and Rakhtam or something, whatever it is they're doing, they're going to sameach Chosan Kala. That's the Eisik b'mitzvah. What does Rashi mean? Maybe that's not the Eisik b'mitzvah, because maybe they're being sameach Chosan Kala, it's enough that they're there. Remember, Rashi holds you need Eif Shulkayim, in order to say Eisik b'mitzvah, but in the mitzvah, Rashi holds like Tosus, you need Eif Shulkayim stay. Maybe as far as the Esek B'Gufoi, maybe there's no stira between being there and saying Kriya, and being Sameh Chosin V'Kala and saying Kriyishma. Maybe the Simchus Chosin V'Kala, the Simchus Chosin V'Kala is their presence in the Chuppah. They could be there and say Kriyishma. Maybe that's not a stira. Maybe the stira is in the Mitzad HaMachshava. Since the Simchus Chosin V'Kala has a certain Machshava involved with Kalas Rosh, So these Taran hold that if you can, you should get out of it. You should be mechaven. One pasuk, you should get out of the college road. You shouldn't be mechaven. But lamad b'moisik mitzvah is potter mina mitzvah. Then you're not mechuyev to get out of the frame of mind of kalos roish, because that's part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah meyachas in the kalos. That's part of the esek hamitzvah. But it's the tiras hamachshava that potters, not the meis hamitzvah. Not clear to me in Rashi which way is correct. They don't have a clear hachra. I thought maybe because Rashi says in Rav Shela that the chosin is torah, the shabnei chupa are not torah. I don't know if it's a riot. Rav Shela's means the chosin is so Torah that even if facing mitzvah, but maybe it's medik and the Rashi, only the chosin is Torah. The other bnei chabura are not called Torah. So you see that the Messiah says that they're not Torah. They don't have tshuva and machshava. I don't know if that's true. Rav Shela and Rashi may just mean that Rav Shela holds the chosin is so Torah he can't even mechaven for one pasuk. The other bnei chupa, they could be mechaven for one pasuk, and they have to, because Isaac mitzvah is not potem and a mitzvah. But if Isaac mitzvah is potem and a mitzvah, then they're Torah enough that they're not mechuyev to be mechaven. The chosin can't be mechaven. The others could. If Isaac mitzvah is potem and a mitzvah, they don't have to. So I don't have a chro, as far as I can see in Rashi, which way. In Tosis we'll talk about it again. In Rashi I can hear either way. That's the tirdus ha-machshava, that is the tirdus ha-maisa. The Isaac HaMaisu or the Tirdus HaMachshav? Let's see Tosis. Chosin Potter. Chosin Potter, the Torah. Shabnei Achufa Chayomim, the less the Lahani Tanoi, Oisik Mitzvah Pata and Mitzvah could appear to be conscious. The Kosher. The Ileslu, if they don't hold from Oisik Mitzvah Pata and a Mitzvah, in Cain, Yishayet Chosin Besukkah. Mashma de Bechosin Poyter, Yoisim Mitana Kama. But Taisi Mamash, very cryptic. But it says what? Sukkah, Mandoch HaShmei. Maybe they're not a chayim and sukkah. Who said they're not chayim and sukkah? We had another that had a member before from Rav that chosin that they put them in a sukkah. He also nice and put them in a mitzvah. Where did these times say anything about sukkah? And then what's his deal? It's mashma that the chosin put the yoisim in tanakama. The chayim is Rav Shela. It's mashma Rav Shela path is more than tanakama because Rav Shela is coming lahokel. He's makel by the chosin. That's his whole contribution. That he's more makel by the chosin. Rav Shela is coming lahokel. So if the Tanakhama said they're potem in a sukkah, so Rav Shela certainly holds they're potem in a sukkah. So you see, I think it's a potem in a mitzvah. That seems to be the thrust of Tosfos' argument. But what's the point? So yeah, the Chanami. But the Tanakhama didn't say anything about sukkah either. The point says in Wabacha. One word doesn't stick to the next. What's the Mashah, there's a long Mashah about this. Mashah says that apparently Tosfos had the girs in the Gemara. The Balamar mentions the such a girs. He had the girs in the Tanakhama that the chosin and the shishvinin and the bnei chupa abturim and atfilu and atfilin and we call mitzvahs amurus batar. Chayav and mekriyishma. So if that's the case, then it's mefurish in Tanakhama that Isaac mitzvah is batar and mitzvah. Tanakhama holds Isaac mitzvah is batar and mitzvah. That's why the batar and mitzvahs amurus batar. So why the Chayav in Kriyishma? So we have to say because that's Epshel Chayav Shnei. Kriyishma doesn't need so much Kavanah. That's Epshel Chayav Shnei. But the other mitzvah, the Shah mitzvah, some words for Torah, that they're taka potter from, since they're busy with Simchas Chosin and Kala. They're potter from Shah mitzvah, some words for Torah. So if that's the case, Mufurish and Tanakama, the Isaac mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. And therefore, Tosfos thought that when Rashi says that Hani Tanoi don't hold from Isaac mitzvah, he can't mean the Tanakama. Tanakhama said, "Vatayr said, 'Potem mikol mitzvah and mus vatayr.' He must mean the Devei Rav Shela. The Devei Rav Shela don't hold from Isaac mitzvah." Tanya says, "And actually, why? Where do you see that in Rav Shela? From the fact that he said that the potter from where do you see that in Rav Shela? From the fact that they're chayiv in Kriyishma, but they're potter from Sukkah. They're potter misham mikol mitzvah and mus vatayr because Rav Shela is not chayiv in Tanakhama except lahokel, not lahachmir." That's the mashal reads the Tosfos. Let's have a few. Anyway, nice. I still have problems with the Tosfos. First of all, so why is he mentioning Sukkah? Kol Mitzvah is Amos B'Torah. Why does Taisa single out Sukkah? Two, Taisa should ask a different question. If the Tanakhama holds Isaac Mitzvah's Potom and a Mitzvah, so why the Kayim and Kriyashma? Because Kriyashma is actually Kayim Shnei. So then how do you know Rav Shela? So how does Rashi know? Taisa's version of Rashi. Where do you see in Rav Shela? I mean, the way this is what Taisa says, but I don't know why didn't you make this part of the Kasha. So where do you see Rav Shela otherwise? Rav Shela is just coming. Well, okay, I guess in the way that's Taisa's Kasha. Or maybe it's not a kind of on Taisa's way. This is Taisa's Kasha. If the Tanakhama holds the Taisa Mitzvah's Potom and a Mitzvah, and the Taka Potom becomes Mitzvah's Amus B'Torah. Let's say, for example, Sukkah. Again, I don't know why I singled out Sukkah, but for example, Sukkah, and Kriyashma is different. Epsil Kayim Shnei. So what does Shaila say? Shaila says the Chosim is all of Shaila is Moshe because the Chosim is part of the creation. But in the fundamental issue, Isaac Mitzvah part of the Mitzvah. Who says he's Chayla from Tanakama? Forget. It's Mashmi just adding a Kula, but the Kula that the Tanakama, whatever Kula the Tanakama already said, or Shaila agrees to. Yeah, in a way, Kol Zeh Nichnas B'Kushis HaTosfos. It's not the Rashi that we have. The Rashi that we have is clear that the Rashi didn't have his Kol Mitzvah on Moshe B'Torah. When Rashi is explaining the Tanakhama why they're potter from Tefillah and from Tefillin, doesn't say because Isaac Mitzvah potter in the Mitzvah. He says because of Shichrus and because of Kalas Roish. Maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe Rashi is explaining why it's the actual kind of shame. Alkopon. Bottom line, according to Mashiach, the Taisus had a certain reading of Rashi. It's not our reading of Rashi. It's not the Pashup Shach and Rashi. The way it's not even a tenable reading of Rashi. In a way, that's what Taisus is in Rashi. Not a tenable reading. If the Tanakhama holds Isaac and Mitzvah, Potom and a Mitzvah, then why are they Chayim in Kriyashma? Because Kriyashma is actual Chayim Shnei. So where do you see in Rav Shela otherwise? Rav Shela just said Chayim and Kriyashma. Rav Shela's added that the Chosin is Potom. But other than that, Rav Shela is exactly at least as Mekel as the Tanakhama. So what does Rashi mean? Less than the Harei Tanoi Isik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. So in a way, that places a Soga on Rashi. The Pashat, the answer for Rashi is that Rashi didn't have the Girsa called Mitzvah Samus, but there in the Tanakhama. Did not have the Girsa. And Rashi thought that Kriyashma is a test case. If the Chayiv in Kriyashma, then it must be Isik Mitzvah, not Potem and a Mitzvah. And when Rashi said Harei Tanoi, he meant the Tanakhama also didn't only mean Roshema. So why did Tanakhama pass from Tefillin to Tefillin? That's for different reasons, because of Shichrus and Kalas Reish. That's a different thing. That's nothing to do with Isaac and Mitzvah. My Zahar is Taisus, where the Kachan here, the Kasod HaChazan Ein Yochan Taisus learns. Remember, Taisus had the Gersa Kol Mitzvah Samur Svetara, that the Taka Isaac Mitzvah is Potem and HaMitzvah. So Taisus is learning that Tanakhama and Kol Shekin Rav Shela hold that Isaac Mitzvah is Potem and HaMitzvah. That's what he says. The Kachan here, the Kasod HaChazan, So why are they chayav in Kriyashma? If Isaac Mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah, so why are they chayav in Kriyashma? So it says the kachem near the kasod chosim yochel chayav and daiv dekvalati lufosik rishon. Aval shabnei achub radi yochel lechamim. Via Kriyashma luchudei koi. Ubukul achrin amoydu l'tanakama that the potter become mitzvah samus b'tay. So posh pal and Taisus Kriyashma is actually chayav shtey. Because Taisus learns that Tanakama and Be'er Shela, they all know Isaac Mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. The exception of Kriyashma Kriyashma is Eshel Chayim Shein because they could be Mechavan Dait of the Pasuk Rishon. So here's an interesting thing. Lefi Tosfos, what is the... Again, the same question. What's the Isaac Mitzvah here? Is the Isaac Mitzvah the physical being with the Chos and Kala, the case of Merakta, whatever it is? Or is it the Tirtus HaMachshav? If it would be the case of Meraklim, so why is Kriyishma called Nefesh HaKayim? So Yechayel Mulchav and Daifah. That wasn't the issue, that whether or not Yechayel Mulchav and Daifah. The fact that they're doing something else is a Isaac Mitzvah, and they should be put there from doing Kriyishma. Kavon Mulchav and Daifah, Mandoch HaShmeh. That's not the issue. If the issue is that they need to be with the Chazon to be Mesamech, the Chazon, the Poyel, the Meisev, so you can't do that and say Kriyishma at the same time. Why is it even called Epsil Kaim Stein? Chayre, it's Muchach and Toysus. That the Oisik initially here is the Tirdus of Machshav. That they're in a matzah of Kalas Roish. And Kriyishma requires a certain amount of Kavona. And the fact that they can be Mechavan for the Pasuk Rishon, that makes it Epsil Kaim Stein. It's also Maduik in the next Taisus. Next Taisus, Mikol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah, this is already going a Kaisa Yisroel B'Tzul and Mezuzah. Kaisa Yisroel B'Tzul and Mezuzah, Hei Metagreim, Metagroi Tagreim, Kol Eisim Lech Hashemayim, Lassui Merchit Chaylis, Ptura Mikrishim, Menatfilu, Menatfilu, Mikol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. Chayim Diver Besek Lila, Shav Besek Lila, Eimer Eisim Mitzvah Min HaMitzvah. So on that, Taisus says, Mikol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah, Maid Itzvah L'Michtav Hani. So why did it enumerate Tfilu, Tfilu, and Kriyishma? Those are included in Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. So why specify those? As the sense is, Agav, the Chashvinu, Bebraisa Kamaisa. Since the first Braisa mentions specifically Tfilah and Tfilin and Kriyishma, so this Braisa also mentions Tfilah and Tfilin and Kriyishma. That's so clear. So, my Umehai Meai. So, why did the first Braisa? If you don't understand why the Braisa of Kriyishma Tfilin had to enumerate Tfilah and Tfilin, because they're just a subset of Kamusis and Moves Pateras. So that's the same question on the first Braisa. Why did the first Braisa enumerate Tefillah and Tefillin? The first Braisa also, especially if Tosfos goes in the first Braisa, Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. So what did Tosfos see in the first Braisa? Why is it better in the first Braisa than it is in the Braisa of Kol Mitzvah Samus? The hard answer is, the Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah, for sure, it's not Tirdus HaMachshavah, it's the Meisim. He's writing a Sefer Torah and he doesn't have to stop in order to do the Mitzvah. From that point of view, Tfilin, Kriyishma, all of these things are exactly the same as Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. Whatever they are, you have to stop writing in order to do the mitzvah. What's the difference? Stopping to write in order to say Kriyishma, stopping to write in order to daven mincha, stopping to write in order to take a lulav and esrog, whatever it is. It's all the same Isaac for mitzvah, so why are these singled out? By a chosen is not the Isaac HaMaisa, because the Maisa is just being there with the chosen. You could be there with the chosen and do lots of mitzvahs. There is the Tirdus HaMachshava. And the Tfilah is Machshava, you have to weigh, is it Epshul Time Shteyim or not? So there's something to be said, that Tfilah is specifically in Epshul Time Shteyim, and Tfilah is specifically Epshul Time Shteyim because of the Kalas Rosh, and Kriyishma is Machlekes of Shela, and the Tanakama, whether it's Epshul Time Shteyim for the Chosin, and for the Menei Chafur, it is Epshul Time Shteyim. There, these need to be mentioned, because there's a certain Shikul, and other mitzvahs as well, you know, Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. You have to know it, what's the chol? If you goes in, if the Tosis was goes, Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah, look at Shalach. All Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. Not all Mitzvah Samus B'Torah, I steer it to stay with Chosin Kala. Mitzvah Samus B'Torah, they could do right there. I don't know, maybe we'll just have to interpolate. It means mitzvahs that will be a steer to being with the Chosin Kala. Like Sukkah. Sukkah's a steer because you have to go to the Sukkah, and then the Chuppah is not the Sukkah, like the Gemara said before. Maybe Tyson didn't have the Gersh of Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah. Maybe he had the Gersh of Sukkah. Tyson mentioned Sukkah. Why did Tyson mention Sukkah? Why not Kol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah? Maybe Tyson had the Gersh of Pturim and Atfilu and Atfilu and Sukkah. If already, we're speculating. The way that's appealing to me, because that's clearly Epshul Kaim Shteyim. That's why Tyson mentioned Sukkah. Why did he single out Sukkah? The Mashiach didn't say that way, but I think this brings out what I'm saying, that the Eisik Mitzvah of Chosin Kal is not the Eisik HaMaisa. If it's the Eisik HaMaisa, it's exactly the same thing as Kaisi Sorim Tfilin and Mezuzah. So why was it more Nichot to Tosis that it singled out Tfilah and Tfilin by Bnei HaChuppah than by Kaisi Sorim Tfilin and Mezuzah? But if we'll say that the Eisik HaMitzvah by Kaisi Sam is Hakka the Maisa Ksiva, and there all Mitzvahs are pretty much the same. But here, the Eisik HaMitzvah is not the Maisa being Mesemeachos in the Kala, but all you have to do is stay in the Chuppah. It's the Tirdus HaMachshavah. And the Tiris Machshava, Tachem is Chalek. Every mitzvah is a separate Nidun. Is it Efshel Chaim Shteyim or is it the Efshel Chaim Shteyim? Tiris Tefillin is Efshel Chaim Shteyim. Is the Efshel Chaim Shteyim? Kriyishma is Efshel Chaim Shteyim. So there, Kriyishma Tefillin, they need to have a special... you need to mention, you need to enumerate the mitzvahs that are a stira to being with the... to being with the Chosn Kalat, to being with Samer Chosn Kalat, to the Tiris Machshava. So here I have, if that's the case, that book comes out an interesting thing. In Tosis, I think it's Meduik, we're talking about the Tirdus and Machshava. I think that's the Meduik from the Tosis. The Tirdus and Machshava. Meduik from the Lashon of from the Tosis of Chosin, from the Lashon. He says, Efshel Chaim Shteyim, because he Cholim L'Chavan. So you see, the Nidin is the Kavana. And from the Tosis about Kosei, and from this Tosis that we just talked about. Yeah, by Kosei Svarim, there's no reason to mention Kriyishma and Tefillin, but by the Achuppah, you have to enumerate the particular mitzvahs that are steered to Tirdus and Mitzvah. So it comes out like this. Tosis holds that the point over here is Tirdus and Machshava. And Tirdus and Machshava is a steer to Tefillin and to Tefillah, but it's not a steer to Kriyishma because Pasuk Echad, he could be Mechavendai. He's a headmistical. What do you mean he could be mechavan daita? Yeah, he could be, but he's l'chayin ha'machuyiv to. At the end of the day, even for pasuk echad, he has to get out of the tirdus machshava of pasuk kala, of simchas pasuk kala, and he has to get into the kavana of kriyishma. So it's true, it's one pasuk and not so hard. It's yochel to do it, but at the end of the day, he does have to do it. He has to transition out to the chayrois from the tirdus simchas pasuk kala. And they said, Tusuk HaRayim, has put himself into the Kavon of Kriyishma. Isn't that the din of Isaac Mitzvah, Padam and a Mitzvah? That you don't have to, for that minute that he's saying Kriyishma, what's the difference how long it is? For that minute that he's saying Kriyishma, he's not going to be in the Tirdus and Machshava Simchas Chosn Mekal. Why is it different in Chosn? Chosn Laila Rishoyla, it's also only 1 minute. And we say he doesn't have to be Mechavan Daita. He can't be Mechavan Oisik Mitzvah, he's part of Kriyishma. Because he can't be Mechavan Daita, and it's not impossible. Most of the Tavis Vinos of Yam, it's possible. Most of not Mechuyiv. Because it may be possible, but he's not Mechuyiv. So over here, why is it the same thing? It's just because it's possible, but they're not Mechuyiv. So I think here you see, Taka, this goes back to that basis. Well, and I think it's going to work out very good with Shitosim. Goes back to that Tosus in Chafei Amud Aleph. The Tosus holds that there's a separate pasuk for Chosin and there's a separate pasuk for Isaac the Mitzvah. The Shiftach of the Vesech is specifically Mashma Chosin. The Lechach of the Derech is specifically Mashma Shluchay Mitzvah. The Tosus asked if each pasuk has a specific implication, specific connotation that it's talking dafka about Chosin, or talking dafka about Shluchay Mitzvah, then let it just say Chosin. Which is the bigger chiddush, and I'll already know, automatically know shluchim mitzvah, which is the lesser chiddush. Rashi said chosn is the bigger chiddush, shluchim mitzvah is the lesser chiddush. Rashi doesn't have a problem, because Rashi also has no particular connotation in the pasuk. Just we have two ibuyim, so we're two miyutim. The first miyut is for the lesser, the more obvious thing, and the second miyut is for the less obvious one. The Tosfos know every miyut has its own particular connotation. To say chosn, don't say anything mitzvah. Tosfos answered, "Ein enokol kolkach." So said at the time that I thought Tosfos said that it's not mean la locha. According to Rashi, we don't have to, there's no mocker for this svara that ain't enough local kach. According to Rashi, it doesn't appear in the Cheshmin HaSugim. I can't smash Rashi doesn't have it. Because Rashi holds that Chosin is a bigger chiddush than a regular Isaac mitzvah. Why is it a bigger chiddush? Maybe Chosin is a lesser chiddush because ain't enough local kach. A regular Isaac mitzvah is knuckle. See, Rashi doesn't have it. Knuckle, it's irrelevant. Okay. Say he's Isaac and he's Pope. He's Isaac for mitzvah, he doesn't have to do the other mitzvah, which, since he can't do both at the same time. According to Tosis, this is Nusfar by Tirdus Machshava, that Chosin is only because it's Ein Enokel Kolkach. So I said earlier on that maybe they go to Shitosin by Shluchay Mitzvah. The Rashi says Shluchay Mitzvah part of a Laila because they have Tirdus Machshava. And Tosis doesn't say that, it has a different Malach in why they're part of a Laila. So I said, Rashi is Shitosin. Pyrdus and Machshava Patas. Rashi and Chavav learns why are they Patas Belayla? Because they have Pyrdus and Machshava. And Tosfos doesn't want to say it anyway, because who says that Pyrdus and Machshava is Hanukkah, is Ein Hanukkah? Maybe it's probably very easy. Guys is going to hear Joshua, what is so hard for him to have it for hard for him to go out of that and look for a sukkah. So I think he also comes out that way. Because if we'll hear, and it comes out with Shitosim, that Tosis holds, we'll go first Rashi and then Tosis. Assuming that Rashi agrees to Tosis that it's the Tirdis Machshava, before I said I'm not sure in Rashi. Is the Isaac Ritz over here the Tirdis HaMaisa, the Isaac HaMaisa or the Tirdis HaMachshava? I still don't have a clear Achra, but let's say, just for the sake of argument, that Rashi holds, like we're being Medaik now in Tosis, that the Isaac Mitzvah of Chosr and Nea Chutbah is the Tirdis HaMachshava. So Rashi holds that if they have a Tirdis HaMachshava, then they should be put in the Kriyashma. And if the East Kanoim didn't part them from Kriyashma, they must not hold from Isaac Mitzvah altogether. Because if you hold from Isaac Mitzvah, put them in a Mitzvah, then these Nea Chutbah who are Torah HaMachshava, they should be put from Kriyashma the same way as the Chosr. And Tosfos knows they could be mechav and daitim for one pasuk. For Tefillah they can't be mechav and daitim. For Krishma they can be mechav and daitim. I say the Golus Shitosim. Rashi doesn't have the notion of nochel lekokach. So Rashi holds, therefore, I don't care. Once you say that they have a tirdus and machshava, so obviously they're not so preoccupied like the chosin, not so sticky like the tirdus and machshava of the chosin. But what's the difference? The Torah and machshava, and to say Krishma, then for 30 seconds they have to go out of the Tirdus HaMachshava, Isaac Mitzvah, Batam Mitzvah, they don't have to. That's the din of Tirdus HaMachshava. Must be this, these Tanoim, Rashi therefore is forced to say that these Tanoim don't hold from Isaac Mitzvah at all. Rashi Enkin, Tosfos Shitosi holds that by Tirdus HaMachshava you have to weigh, not every Tirdus HaMachshava passes from Krishma. A Tirdus HaMachshava that's knuckle to go out of doesn't pater. A Tirdus HaMachshava that's difficult to go out of, that pachas. That's a factor that Tosfos has that Rashi doesn't have. So if Tosfos learns that these Tanoim they do hold to Ma'asik Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. And the Torah HaMachshava. But there's a new calculus that we have to weigh. Is it nokel for them to be go out of the Tirdus HaMitzvah and into the Tirdus and into the Kavanas HaMitzvah? So it depends. Tefillah, that requires a great deal of Kavanah and a Kavanah for a long duration. So that's Ein Hanokel. Even for the Mea Chupa, that's harder. So that's Isaac Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. But one Pasuk is Nokel. Maybe not for a Chosin. Chosin's Ein Hanokel, even for Kriyashma. But Stam the Mea Chupa, or even the Chosin himself after Laila Mishayim. So that's not so right. So that already is Nokel. For one, just to say Kriyashma, it's Nokel for them to have Kavanah. So that you don't say Isaac Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. Comes out of Cheshmin, so Pasuk the Cheshmin, the Rashi and Tosfos, the Shitosim. Rashi holds that if Isaac Mitzvah put in a mitzvah, then the Bnei Chuppah should be put from Kriyashma. And Tosfos says, no, Isaac Mitzvah is put in a mitzvah, but they're chayim in Kriyashma, because for one pasuk they could have kavanah. Again, either chosin can't. For either chosin, either rishonah can't. Terence says, yeah, because he's in a nokel, like Tosfos said in Moral. But over here it's nokel. To the extent that it's nokel, there's no pter of Isaac Mitzvah. I think here's a big siyuah to this one. That according to Tosfos, if it's even the maskana, we have both psukim. Even the maskana, we have both psukim. I wasn't so sure about this part when I said it. So you could argue, you could say, yeah, if I only had chosin, I would say ein enokel. But now that the Torah said that Shulchan Mitzvah also bought it, so maybe now we'll make a tzara shove and we won't care about the ein enokel. Here you see that though. But even the maskana, this still remains true. That when it comes to machshava, Isaac Mitzvah is only bought them in a mitzvah if it's ein enokel like kolkach. And mela hadol adonim is chala. Tefillah is ein enokel. Kriyashma is nokel if you're not the chosin la'ala v'shayna. If you're the chosin la'ala v'shayna, then it's an insane nokel. Rav Shaila holds it also. The whole 7 days is an nokel for the chosin. And that's what the whole argument revolves around. In Rashi, this whole thing doesn't exist. So if a Rashi, if according to Rashi, these tanoim must not hold b'chal from Isaac Mitzvah Pata Nehemiah. I think according to Tosfos, this is not a... Well, sukkah. I think not. There's no mice. Well, there's a mice mitzvah to the extent that why they parted from sukkah. The mice before they parted from sukkah. That's what parted them from sukkah, not the Tirdus HaMachshava. Because sukkah doesn't need any kavanah at all. What parted them from sukkah is that to go to the sukkah, they're going to have to leave the chuppah. Leaving the chuppah, there the pater is the mice itself. The mice of being in the chuppah patters them from the mice from going to the sukkah. But kriyash matfilah tefillin, those are things they could do in the chuppah. So there, the pater is not the mice of being in the chuppah. There, the pater is the tirdis and machshava. Tirdis and machshava is then weighed. To what extent is it nokel? Is it yichayim luchavan daitem or zayin yichayim luchavan daitem? Kriyash yisrael tefillin mezuzah is always the mice. That's what Taisa said, that there's really no particular reason to single out Kriyishma, Trillin, because there's nothing to weigh. He's doing one thing, he can't do the other thing. There really didn't have to say Kriyishma and Trillin. Didn't have to single Kriyishma, Trillin, Trillin. Just Agav the other Baisa, so it's single, you know, it mentioned that that became like the expression, Trillin, you know, Trillin, Trillin, Kriyishma, Komis, Simus.
So this is the whole, this is the
whole
Ma'achim,
still from the Marisha, where it says Komis, Simus, Torah. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, the Marisha. The one thing I'm not so sure about the Mashal itself is not it doesn't say for sure the Taisa of the Gersa Chol Mitzvah Samuris Batzari. What if Shat and Taisus? How did Taisus know that the Tanakhama holds Taisa and Mitzvah Spot in the Mitzvah? Maybe Taisa of the Gersa in the Bryce itself. I would think, like I said before, I would think that, and that's true as far as the argument goes, Mashal has a strong point. Where did Taisa see the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama holds Eisim Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. Maybe Eisim Mitzvah is not Potem and Mitzvah. Like Rashi. Like, where did Taisa know in the Tanakhama? Rashi says because he had the Girsa in the Tanakhama. You see anyway in the Balamar that there's such a Girsa called Mitzvah Samuris Batar. I would be happier if Taisa had the Girsa only Sukkah, not called Mitzvah Samuris Batar. And that doesn't say a Balamar, that's a Girsa just inventing out of, you know, thin air. But I would be happier, first of all, because Taisa mentioned Sukkah. Why did he mention Sukkah? Right, that was the lesson of Taisa's. That it's the mashmah of Shail is only coming to Hokel, but he agrees to the Tanakhama that he's put him in a sukkah. Why is he mentioning sukkah? He agrees to the Tanakhama that he's put him in Kodmitsu Samuris Batar. Second button in Taisus. That would be a Ravayim Adorba, the Taisus of the Gears, a sukkah, not Kodmitsu Samuris Batar. Moreover, the way, if it's a Tirdis and Makshava, then I hear it also more. Because why are they put him in Kodmitsu Samuris Batar? Not at what mitzvahs are they? Should they be put him from what about a mitzvah that doesn't need kavana that they could do in the chuppah? I don't know what would be an example, but let's say, I don't know, probably mitzvahs they could do in the chuppah, dal minim, they could take in the chuppah. Or, I'm sure there's other mitzvahs we could think of that they could take in the chuppah that don't need kavana. Why should they be potter from those mitzvahs? Sukkah they're potter from, because for sukkah you have to leave the chuppah. I think Mar said before, because you can't be, you know, the mishum yichud, mishum sachos, and whatever it is, the chuppah is not in the chuppah is not in the sukkah. So there's a fight. They're disappointed, but other mitzvahs have to say a blanket statement called mitzvahs and mitzvahs. Yeah, so maybe a tani, maybe Taisa, maybe the Gerson, maybe Taisa and Gerson, the Bais of Tum and a Tfilum and a Tfilum and a Sukh.
Weren't there Rashi?
Yeah.
You would still say that Tirda, which is Poter, you is only Tirda and Mitzvah, right?
According to Rashi, here, just here to the mitzvah, right?
So, essentially, Rashi would say that we have machlokas tanaim. One tana has the scarf of the losik mitzvah, other mitzvah, which is a chas, so that even a chasam is potter. The other tana says that no, chasam is not chayev, presumably, which is some sort of special kind of shneim.
No, because you have to hold the losik mitzvah, potter and mitzvah.
But you still hold that whenever your Torah is a mitzvah, lemaisa, you're not chayev to leave your das and to.
These tenoim according to Rashi, Tanakhama and Rav Shaila, they do not subscribe to Eisim Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah, and the Vatiris Machshava is not a Potem. But the Bnei Achupa Potem from Tefillin and from Tefilo, because of that they're Anusim. They're so Fashikot and they have so much Kalas Reis. What? No, Tavus Nasam. You could be Mechavendai. You could be mechaber daiter, but here they're in a state of kalas reish. They're not fit to daven.
It's just practical reality.
Yeah, but it's not a din of eisik b'shapotim and a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's like mishum shichus for kalas reish. Rashi's the finish. Mishum shichus for kalas reish. So Chazal said they shouldn't daven.
So does Rabbi think that this is a p'tur al konis?
Yeah, in Rashi for sure. Rashi is for sure. It's not eisik b'shapotim and a mitzvah. What else is there?
Have
Torah al-Zonis, which is a mitzvah. Yeah, I mean, there's Taka Chulashik, you shouldn't have it. I mean, you shouldn't shikazuch, but to that extent, maybe it's only because it's a mitzvah and that if a person wants to sit down and gets blessed, so he has to make a cheshbon that he's going to miss his man tefillah. So what's the heter to get the, what's the, but over here, maybe it goes into my Krishna didn't arrive yet, and the mitzvah kala l'fonav. Let me see, it's not so posh. I was thinking like this, maybe we'll not mention it, and that will bring us to the end of Shir. Rashi says that these tanoim don't hold ma'isik mitzvah potem and emetz. So Tarakama does not hold ma'isik mitzvah potem and emetz. So why are they brought from Shiloh? Because shichus v'kala shoish. In order to be mesameh achos and v'kala, they get into kala shoish and they get into shichus. So the chayra, yesh l'shal. So what would the heter? Who told them to be mesameh achos and v'kala? They're going to miss ma'an v'kriyashma. They're going to miss kriyashma as a result. They're going to miss tefillah as a result. So what's the heter to do to be mesameh achos and v'kala? Maybe they should skip the shevachos. So the sum of the answer is that this is a mitzvah lefanav. Mitzvah lefanav, you have to do, and you don't have to worry about a mitzvah that's shaloi lefanav. So that's the problem. If the Tanakhama knows that a mitzvah lefanav, you should do the mitzvah lefanav, even though it's going to cause you to be onus in the mitzvah that's not lefanav, then that's already Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, because we saw before in Rabbi Yitzchok that Rabbi Yitzchok had just such a halacha that he's allowed to be metamin to the mace, even though that's going to cause him to be onus from being in the Korban Pesach. I think Gemara thinks that once you know that, then you already know Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. So what's going on? So then they do hold to Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. You know, Yitzchak himself, we were a little bit surprised by it, but it says in the Gemara before Rabbi Yitzchak that if you know that if you do that, that you're allowed to do a mitzvah kala l'fono, even though it's going to cause you to be an onus for a mitzvah chamur that's coming later, then you already know Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. At least according to the Rishonim, that Yeshu l'kayim shteyim, Isaac mitzvah is by Yeshu l'kayim shteyim. According to the Rang, we have to say a different mouth. But that's a Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi tells us they learned the Gemara that the pshat in Rabbi Yitzchak is they were allowed to be metame to their karav, which is only a mitzvah sasei. Even though they knew it's going to cost them the Korban Pesach, which is Yesh Bekoros, as a mitzvah kala lefanov, you should do the mitzvah kala lefanov, even though you know you're going to be later in onus from a mitzvah chamura shaloi lefanov, and that itself was an akarim, but that's a source of Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. So here the Tanakhama knows that they're allowed to go to the Shever Bochus, get into kala shoyish, get into shichus, they're going to be potem from, they're going to be onus afterwards from tefillah and from tefillin. So that means he knows Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. So how could he not hold from Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah? I think shtei tshuvas badom. Number one, there it's a mitzvah kala versus a mitzvah chamur. So if not for the special din of Isaac mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah lefanav has priority, so that I wouldn't make such a shikul. In other words, why is he choosing the mitzvah kala over the mitzvah chamur? It must be because lefanav overrides with shalai lefanav. And that somehow is already enough to know Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, as we explained at the time. Over here, I'm not so sure that one is a mitzvah kala and one is a mitzvah chamur. Mechatesa, the simchas potem and kala is a mitzvah kala, and that tefillin and tefillah, and that tefillah and tefillin are a mitzvah chamur. I mean, maybe they are, because the Rav Avraham Nahar says simchas potem and kala is a derabbanan. Ram is a steer if these things are derabbanan and not derabbanan. No, that's how I see the mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. But I'm saying here, the Tanakhama, this Tana doesn't know that I see the mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. So why are you allowed to be mesameh achos and mekala? If you don't know Isaac mitzvah, you don't even hold. If you don't hold from Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, that means you don't think that a mitzvah kala lefon of trumps a mitzvah chamur that lachazman. So why over here were they allowed to be mesameh achos and mekala if it's going to make them onus later from Kriya Shema and from tefillah? So number one, we could say, who says this is a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamur? Maybe these are two mitzvahs that are equal. Maybe simchus chasam v'kala is somehow equal to kriya shema and tefillah. So you have to know. That's what I'm saying. Yesh l'falpa b'dover. Roman Har says that simchus chasam v'kala is only the rabbanon. Kriya shema and tefillah are kriya shema and tefillah. Well, tefillah maybe is also the rabbanon. Kriya shema is a tefillah l'chayim is a deraisa. I keep saying kriya shema. Kriya shema de'tach v'chayim. Tefillah and tefillah. Well, tefillin maybe also the Rabbanan. Two passages tefillin is the Rabbanan. Tefillin, the Raisa. Maybe it's not a Raisa to wear it the whole day. Maybe it's only the Raisa to wear it once a day. Maybe that. I don't know. It's not so clear. But maybe, after a point, maybe that's possible. Or alternatively, the Gemara itself said that even if I knew and a mitzvah kalal afono is leicha mitzvah chamur lachazman, that's only where it's leimota zinde. That's only where it's leimota zinde. Meaning, when he got into the mitzvah kala, when he was doing the mitzvah kala, the mitzvah chamur pesach isn't here. And then when it arrives, it's already too late. I'm onus. But over here, maybe when Kriyat Shema arrives, or when Tefillah rather arrives, maybe they should taka stopping the Samei Chosin Makala. Calm down, take a cup of coffee, let the shifas wear off, and daven. After all, they don't hold from Moisik Mitzvah Pasim and Amitzvah. So here we have to come on to a new Svara. What's a new Svara? Getting confusing. Maisa, they're anusim. That says in Rashi that they're anusim. So if they're anusim, so how do they have a head for the start? Elamai, because it's a mitzvah lefano. So a mitzvah lefano, so luzem the kari maisik mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. Yeah, I think this plan B is not working. I think I have to say the first. What?
I think you're saying that since loads as much as man kilo tefillin, they were allowed to start in the mitzvah potam in the kalam. Mashkein came.
Yeah, but they're also saying about this Ma'akar and Pesach. So we might have said it's not a Ma'akar. If I only had the case of Tveim and Efesh Adam, I would know Isaac with Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah when it's Loi Mota Zimne. But in a case where it's Mota Zimne, then maybe you have to stop doing the Mitzvah. And then it was a shock to stop doing the Mitzvah because they were already coming. What? No, Mota Zimne, there's Pashmet. There's Shadon Ugly Loi Mota Zimne means if I only had the case of Tveim and Efesh Adam, I would say, okay, they were allowed to start because Loi Mota Zimne. And then later they were anusim. But in a case where, let's say, a chosin, he already started the mitzvah, but now Kriyishma arrives, maybe he's mechuyev to go out of the mitzvah and to go to Kriyishma, because now Kriyishma's mother's in there. So he says just because he started one, he shouldn't stop and do the other one. So that was the tshichus in the Gemara before. But that didn't help us so much over here. So what am I going to say? Over here, it becomes mother's in there. It's not mother's in there. But they started in Samei Chosin and Kala, it wasn't yet Zman Tefillah. And then when Zman Tefillah arrives, it's too late. They're already anusim. It's exactly the same as the case of the Korban Pesach. Yes, I think we have to go to the other plan. But it's not a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamur. Again, that's a chiddush. To say that simchas chasen kala is not a mitzvah kala in comparison to tefillah and tefillah, to tefillah and tefillin, is a chiddush. But could be, maybe. There's a steer in the Rambam of being mitzvah chasen kala and nichum avelim and achna halayas hameis and all these things is the rise of the hapul recha kamecha, but it's only the rabbanim. One place the Rambam says it's including we have to reach a kamecha, and another place he says it's all mitzvahs with the b'seifim. Maybe the Rambam holds it's a deraisa, we have to reach a kamecha, or it's anyway not a mitzvah kala. So therefore, it doesn't go into Isaac mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. The Balamor and the Rabban, you should see the Balamor and the Rabban, it's not so. I don't think I'm going to spend time with the Balamor and the Rabban, but you should see it, and then we're going to go.
Just a bit on the camera,
I'm going to bend on the